Working Cows Podcast, episode 141, bonus episode.
Welcome to the podcast that gives producers a platform to discuss and share paradigm-challenging practices. Practices that have increased the effectiveness of their operation and the joy that their families have received from this lifestyle.
Howdy, everybody. This is Clay Connery, host of the Working Cows Podcast, powered by the Global Ag Network, here with another episode. And just right off the bat, I wanted to say thank you guys for all the feedback and all the support and so much just interaction and different things like that. Been pretty great. Really appreciate that. Some of the things that I've been ruminating on lately as I've been wrapping up calving season for my dad's cows that he sent to me, and some of those other things, and been preparing for some custom grazing on that land that I've been entrusted with, this land that I purchased, and my wife and I and my family are working on purchasing, is just some different things that have been coming across my mind, have been kind of what are some indications maybe that the way that you are ranching is out of sync with nature. And, you know, one of the things that we talk a lot about is ranching in sync with nature, and the fact that if we're ranching in sync with nature, then we are going to be more profitable. We're going to have a greater opportunity to reduce the overheads or at least reduce the direct costs for sure to the operation, so that we are able to see greater value come back to ownership in the operation. And it's just something that we want to do as much as possible, is to ranch in sync with nature, meaning that we are not trying to operate outside of what nature provides. And one of the things that we talk a lot about in that regard is calving in sync with nature. So when are the fawns of the wild ruminants being born, whether those are deer or elk or whatever is present in your area, when are their fawns, when are their young, when are their new babies being born from those wild ruminants? That's an indication of maybe when the forage cycle is at its peak, so that when the nutrient demand of that animal is at its highest point is when you are in that late gestation, early lactation period, and they are transitioning through that period. That's when their nutrient demand is the highest. So we want to also have them calving when the forage quantity and quality is at its peak. And so depending on where you are, that is different for some people. I see some people are able to calve on green grass in March. Some people are able to calve on green grass in April. Some people are able to calve on green grass in May and June. I even heard Cody Creelman one time say in a webinar, he said, "My favorite calving barn is July. But other than that, if you need to calve through a barn, this is how I would go about doing it." You know, and he's up in northern Alberta. And so he has a different context. And so we have to figure out what is ranching in sync with nature, what is calving in sync with nature, and how are we going to go about doing that. And I guess one of the things that I've been thinking about is a way to tell that you're calving or you're ranching out of sync with nature is the toll that it takes on human resources. The toll that it takes on human resources is sometimes an indication. When you see yourself becoming frustrated with those people who are in partnership with you, oftentimes they share a last name. Oftentimes they sleep under the same roof. I mean, so it can take a toll on those closest, those most transparent, those most intimate relationships that we're supposed to have in life, are oftentimes ground zero for the challenges that are presented when we try to do something in ranching that nature is not meeting us halfway or more than halfway and filling in the gaps. And so I guess that's one of the things that I've been I've been thinking about one of the ways to tell you're ranching out of sync with nature is to see that you are being challenged, and that those stresses are manifesting themselves in the way you relate to the people. You know, we want to manage our people well. We want to manage our land well. We want to manage our animals well. We want to manage our economics and finances well. And ranching out of sync with nature puts a strain on all of those things. It's hard on land if you're rolling out hay in the same spot year after year, or if you're running hay through a processor year after year, and you're dealing with mud and you're dealing with all these different things tearing up the soil. It's hard on land. It's hard on finances. You've got to buy in that outside forager. You've got to spend the time and money to produce it yourself, and you've got to deal with repair costs on equipment. And if you aren't running it over enough acres, those overhead costs can become a challenge. They can eat up the profitability in that business. And so I guess if you're ranching out of sync with nature, I can see ways that it's hard on every one of those things. It's obviously hard on the animals. I mean, watching a mama who is so stressed by the weather walk away from a baby, when if she's in good health and in essentially in good spirits, that's the last thing she wants to do, is to leave that baby. But stress is kicked in, this survival instinct, and she has to go and take care of herself, and she leaves that baby behind. That's a tough thing to watch. And so I think, again, that goes back around to that stress that we see our animals under sometimes manifests in ourselves, and sometimes manifests in the relationships that we should be closest to us. So that's just one of the things I've been ruminating on. One of the things I've been thinking about during this calving season is one of the ways that we can tell we're ranching out of sync with nature is that it's hard on our land, it's hard on our animals, it's hard on our people, it's hard on our economics and finances. And if we're trying to manage land, animals, people, economics, and finances in a way that is regenerative, truly regenerative. I know that's a buzzword. We can use something else in a way that's truly sustainable, another buzzword, but you know what I'm saying. If we're trying to manage all these things in a way that there's more of it next year than there was this year, can we continue to try to do it in a way that's out of sync with nature? More of it. More strength in the family relationships. More strength in the people business relationships that we are entrusted with. More money, more economic benefit, more growth of the assets and the value in the business. More cash flow, more production from the land, or maybe even more land that we are in control over, that we are managing, more animals that are entrusted to us, room for more animals. And so if we're in sync with nature, and we're regenerative, we're sustainable, we're whatever buzzword you want to fill in there, then those resources, those economic resources, those financial resources, those people resources, those land resources, those animal resources should continue. There should be more this year than there was last year, because we have put in the time and effort to design a business that fits our environment, and we see that those animals are more vital or vigorous. Those plants are more vigorous. The soil is more alive. The bank account is healthier. And ultimately, the bottom line, the true bottom line, is the people relationships are getting stronger and stronger, not more and more stressed, not more and more strain put on them, but they're getting stronger and stronger. What I wanted to accomplish with this episode is some engagement. What are some of the ways that you've changed your ranch business to fit the environment that you find yourself in? And so what I wanted to do, and I'm going to take the Google Voice app off my phone so that it doesn't ring through to me, so that you can leave a voicemail and I can play it in a later episode. But I wanted to give you the opportunity to call in to the show number and leave a message, and I'll take some of the messages that are left and I'll play them on an upcoming show, play them back live. So what are some of the ways? This is the first one, and we're going to do another one. We're going to do another question. I wanted to foster some engagement here with you. So the question is, what are the ways that you are seeking to ranch in sync with nature? What are the ways that you've changed your business so that it is more in sync with nature than it used to be? And what are some of the things that you can see, I'm going to have to make a change here? You know, I think one of the things, as a purist at heart, one of the things that I tend to do is get frustrated about the things that I haven't been able to change yet. And we need to cut ourselves some slack in that regard and say, I'm going to take care of the biggest piece of dead wood that I can find first, and I'm going to move on from there. And I'm going to keep rooting out those things that are dragging this business down. And so we need to cut ourselves some slack there. But question, call in to the show number 605-549-5401. There'll be a link in the show notes page, workingcows.net/141, workingcows.net/141. There'll be a link in the show notes page to the phone number, and it's at the bottom of the workingcows.net page, website. It's at the bottom of every page there under the contact us tab in the bottom left corner, 605-549-5401. Call and leave a voicemail. How have you changed your business so that it is more in sync with nature? What are some of the things that you see that are still on your list of ways you want to change your business so it's still, so it's more in sync with nature? Another rumination that I had is this idea of the low cost producer is simply the last, the lowest cost producer is simply the last one to go broke. And we're in challenging marketing times. We're in challenging health times. We're in challenging weather times. So I guess that's one of the things that's come up. And I don't know who that was original with. A lot of these things that I pick up are just things I pick up from listening to different people talk. And I'm not sure who was the first one to say the lowest cost producer is just the last one to go broke. But I wanted to get some feedback and hear from some of the people who are listening. What are you doing to make sure that you are doing more than just being the lowest cost producer? How are you changing your business? How are you structuring your business? How are you extracting all the value that could possibly be extracted from your business so that you're not just the lowest cost producer who is the last one to go broke, the last one to extract all the economic value out of the business that there is, and then be eaten alive by depreciation and realize that the whole place is falling down around you and there's nothing left to mortgage. There's no value left in the business. And I know that's a bleak picture, and I'm not trying to do that, but I do want to foster some conversation. Again, show notes page for today, workingcows.net/141. There's going to be the phone number there, 605-549-5401. Go ahead and call in and share some of the things. What are you doing to make sure that you're more than just the lowest cost producer, that you're also bringing value in a way that maybe is outside the box, maybe other people haven't thought of. So share those thoughts with us. And as I said, I want to take some of these voicemails and I want to play them in future episodes of the podcast. So this is a bonus episode, a little shorter, just some thoughts, some things I wanted to throw out there, give you opportunity to engage a little bit and hopefully do more of this going forward. Finally, I got some feedback from one of the questions that I asked at the end, and we'll make this our last one, last piece of feedback. What is the most indispensable tool in your toolbox as a manager of land, animals, people, and finances? What's the most indispensable tool in your toolbox? What is the thing that you go to again and again that adds the most value to your business? Go ahead and call that in to the voicemail, 605-549-5401. So first question, what are some changes you have made, or what are some changes you're going to make to make sure that your ranch business is more in sync with nature? Second question, what are you doing to bring more economic value to the business so that you're more than just the lowest cost producer? And then finally, what are some indispensable tools that you find yourself returning to again and again? And as I said, if you call in and you leave a voicemail, I will take a couple of answers from each of those questions, from each of those ruminations, and I will include them in a future show of the Working Cows podcast. So again, thanks so much for all of your support. Thanks so much for reaching out and letting me know that you're listening and where you're listening from. And I hope to use episodes like this to foster more engagement. So again, workingcows.net/141. There'll be a phone number up there, 605-549-5401. And we will talk to you real soon. Coming up next on the Working Cows podcast, we're talking to Brian Alexander about kind of the reaction that his land had to the strip grazing management regime as he went through last year with some Coriani pairs, I believe it was. This year he's got his own Coriani cows out there calving as he moves through these same areas, and he's getting to observe what that regime of management did to the land. And so we're going to talk to him about that and some market stuff, some country of origin labeling stuff towards the end of that episode. So look forward to that coming up real soon with Brian Alexander on the Working Cows podcast.
We invite you to visit workingcows.net to subscribe to the show via iTunes or Stitcher. You'll also find detailed show notes pages, resources from our guests, and the industry leaders who have influenced them. For more ideas on putting your cows to work for you in a more profitable way, tune in next week.